The deadline for online public input on our most important viewplanes from Red Hill to Diamond Head was to end at midnight tonight, but it's been extended until mid-June and includes the opportunity for written comments. Acting Director of the Department of Planning and Permitting, Kathy Tsukugawa, explains that the study will be used in developing Oahu's development plans, which are the blueprint for growth.
I'm delighted with the response, and I'm delighted with the media's interest in helping us publicize this opportunity. So we've had well over 1,500 results come into us. If you looked at the survey, it's primarily trying to identify what are important things to keep, whether it's a view of the ocean, the mountains, certain other landforms. And then the task will then be, well, from what stationary point or traveling point would that view be most important to protect? For example, let's say everybody wants to protect Diamond Head. You know, we need to establish from where, because we cannot possibly be preserving heights 360 degrees around it. So we will have to identify where the corridors, the view corridors, as it were, will be protected.
I know when we were dealing with the development of Kaka'ako, there were folks who were concerned about the view planes because of all the high rises that were planned in that area.
Yes, if you may recall, the original plans, master plans for Kaka'ako by the Hawaii Community Development Authority did talk about views, and their concept of views were that you could still see Mauka Makai views, particularly the mountains, in between blocks, that the street itself, the grid streets with Mauka Makai access will become the view corridors. Now, you know, we can decide whether that met with great success or not. But as you also recall, not too long ago, there was a proposal that at least one building in Kaka'ako should reach a height of 650 feet, I believe, and that created a lot of public discourse. So part of this study will talk about, is there appropriate heights and what kind vis-a-vis the view corridors and the views that we want to protect in this area.
There are some who say that it would be good to have a varied skyline. It just makes for a more, I guess, interesting view plane as you look out over the city. But there are folks who are worried about that height limit.
Yes. And again, we've always, at least community designers, urban designers, have always looked at building heights in relationship to what can you see of the ocean and what can you see of the mountains. And I think there was an unspoken assumption that we should never exceed the height of the mountains, whether it's the Ko'olau or Punch Bowl or Diamond Head. But as you know, in many other cities, their height limits far exceed that height limit. And so again, it begs the question to confirm or to change our paradigm in terms of how we establish building height limits.
Right, you've got New York and you've got Shanghai.
Yeah, what they call pencil buildings that are very thin but very tall.
As far as then the landforms that you're talking about, such as like Diamond Head or Punch Bowl, Or they could be maybe historic buildings.
Yes, and in fact, those are some of the choices in the survey. For example, Aloha Tower, one of my favorites, Aloha Stadium. They're included as examples of some of the buildings that might be worthy of special protection in terms of a view corridor.
Right, or you've got churches, historic churches maybe?
I don't recall that there were any churches on the list, but yes, there's always that other category to choose from and to add other buildings that were not included in the survey.
And what about canals? Let's say the Alawai Canal.
The Alawai Canal is on the survey. Whatever is important to you as a person, as part of the community, and therefore what is important to the community in terms of these important landmarks and how to visually continue to connect with them.
And so walk us through then. So what's the time frame as to which the survey results will be used in the long-range planning?
We will compile the results, and of course we'll be a little later than the plan because of the extended time for the survey. And again, it partly has to do with, you know, automated, the survey results is fairly quick, but then trying to actually decide what those results mean in terms of an urban design theory or policy or strategy. And then we will have a few community meetings, not very many, but a modest number. We haven't figured out what format it would take, that we would take that into consideration and then come up with some kind of a final report, and then that will feed into the PUCDP update.
Okay, and what is the timeline for that?
We expect to have at least at the very latest the first draft out at the end of this year. It might be earlier, and we'll have some preliminary interim meetings before then, sometime later this summer. But a final draft product or a complete draft product may not be available towards the end of the year.
Okay, but there will be ample opportunity for the public to weigh in.
Most definitely, we will have a draft, and then we'll probably have another meeting when we finish our final version. Then it goes to the Planning Commission, and then it goes to City Council, so there'll be ample opportunity for public discourse.
How are we doing on the development plans in general?
You know, I think we're doing well. We're not going to argue about whether we're ahead of schedule, because we're not. East Honolulu is having good interest and support. And we had our second meeting recently in the community, and so that should be going to City Council, or Planning Commission, rather, later this year. The Central Oahu SCP and the Ko'olauloa SCP are both still at City Council, hoping for a hearing and movement forward.
Okay. All right. But I know you've got a lot on your plate with vacation rentals and the redo of the plans.
Keeps us busy.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for the opportunity.
That was Kathy Sokugawa, the acting director of the Department of Planning and Permitting, talking about the extension of a deadline to get public input on the views of Honolulu that should be protected.